And now let's talk about a band which maybe could have used a nanny over the years. The hard-rocking group Guns N' Roses was one of the biggest bands of the 80s. By some estimates, it sold close to 100 million records worldwide. But it's been 17 years since the band released an album of new material. Every few years, there was a rumor that an album was imminent, but it never came out until yesterday. It's called Chinese Democracy, and NPR's Stephen Thompson has a review.
Chinese democracy is real. You can walk into a store, for now just Best Buy, and walk out with a Guns N' Roses album many thought would never exist. It's been a myth and a punchline. Singer Axl Rose blew through more than $10 million and all of his original collaborators in a decade of tinkering. So, how does it sound? The hardest part, this troubled heart has never yet been through now. We've healed the scars that got their start inside someone like you now. Believe it or not, it sounds like a new Guns N' Roses record, with muscular guitars and vocals that squeal and seethe. Chinese Democracy can't live up to expectations, nor can it live down the delays that made it legendary. What you get, if you crack open the fevered brain of Axl Rose today, is more of the testiness and paranoia he's been peddling since the beginning. I've got a funny feeling there's something wrong today. I've got a funny feeling and it won't go away. After three bombastic ringers, Chinese Democracy gets flabby. A ballad called Street of Dreams shows why the phrase Street of Dreams should be banned from rock music. Madagascar didn't need a string section or a sample from the I Have a Dream speech. And GNR's big guitars sound overproduced and indistinct. They're too often used as blunt instruments. It don't really matter. Gonna find out for yourself. No, it don't really matter. Gonna leave. Still, Chinese Democracy wins points just for entering the world. After all these years, hearing it is like finally seeing the monster at the end of a horror movie. It's no longer a mystery, but at least now, the real action begins.
The review of the new album from Guns N' Roses comes from NPR's Stephen Thompson, and you heard it on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.